There are balloons and music, food spread across tables, diaper bags tied up with strings, and babies, so many babies. Mothers are talking with one another, stopping at tables, meeting people who can help with everything from healthcare to childcare. It looks and feels less like a resource fair and more like a baby shower. It's the Motherhood Circle, a twice-a-year celebration for new and expecting mothers in our community. The Christian Center of Park City and Hive Family Collective came together to create it, bringing resources into one room, but also creating a place where moms can meet one another. Kayla Cantor is the director of Hive Family Collective.
Well, I think you always hear everyone say it takes a village to raise a family, and in today's day and age, all of us are kind of like, well, where is that village?
The hope is that the Motherhood Circle answers that question, because the resources are here, the people are here, but finding your way to them can be hard, especially when you're new to a community or you've just brought a baby home. Eli Shackelford is the Christian Center's program director. He says those first days as a parent can be a lot to take in.
They walk out with, one, a brand new baby, two, an entire world change, and then a packet of paper. And most of them, it seems like that paper just gets lost, just disappears among kind of the chaos of having a new child.
And so the Motherhood Circle takes a different approach. Instead of asking new mothers to find their way through a maze of agencies and services, they bring the village to them. 16 community partners are gathered in one room. There's help with healthcare, Medicaid, social security cards, childcare, and car seats. There are diapers, wipes, bottles, and breast pumps. And every mother leaves with a diaper bag filled with supplies, plus one bigger item of her choice, a car seat, a stroller, or a pack and play. It's practical help, but the organizers say that's only one part of what they're hoping mothers take home.
One of my internal goals was being sort of a resource fair and having them connect with our community partners. We felt like we hit that. But then our other goal was that these moms would connect with each other. And that part was just really beautiful to see, just very fun.
And that connection showed up in all kinds of ways. Sarah Phillips is the program generalist at the Christian Center. She remembers one of the simplest ways it happened. There were tables filled with dishes that some mothers recognized immediately. Food brought from their own countries and cultures. Other mothers and volunteers enjoyed seeing and tasting some of these dishes for the very first time.
It was the little touches. I think that's kind of sums up the whole event, was it was the little touches where everyone felt hugged at the end.
Moms passed their babies around. People talked. And nobody seemed to be in much of a hurry to leave.
I think the moms felt really, really cared for and seen.
For Kayla, that feeling is at the heart of what Hive Family Collective does. Hive helps parents connect with resources, learn from one another, and find a sense of belonging as they make the transition from pregnancy into parenthood. Its community programs are free, and in 2025, the nonprofit hosted more than 100 in-person events. Kayla knows firsthand how important that connection can be. After her son was born, she struggled with postpartum anxiety. She started going to Hive's weekly coffee gatherings, at first simply because she knew she needed to get out of the house, but it became something more.
And it was how I made friends. It was how I really formed community.
Now she leads the organization with a goal of making sure other parents have that same opportunity. She says there are plenty of places that can provide the practical things families need, but connection matters too.
And although that's not, you know, necessarily essential for life, I would say it's really the next step for taking care of our community's mental health in this young parenting time.
Sarah knows that feeling too. Why do you feel like it's important to support the new moms in our community?
As I was a mom in a community where I didn't have any connections, and I had two kids, and I only had this mom's group that would come in and kind of check and make sure that I had everything. And knowing that we have, you know, new people within our community that maybe they're in Park City for 6 weeks or maybe 6 months, before they start their families and don't really know where to go, being able to kind of pay that back is pretty cool. It's a pretty warm feeling of supporting them.
The first Motherhood Circle last spring had room for 50 mothers. It filled quickly with more women on a waiting list. The next one is October 6th, and registration will start August 31st. And keeping it going takes community support, too. Financial donations, volunteers, and donated items like new car seats, strollers, and pack and plays. But maybe the clearest picture of what the Motherhood Circle is about happened after the event was over. Eli was helping two women carry their things out to the parking lot.
Neither could make it in one trip. They each had a baby with them, and their arms were full. Eli grabbed a car seat to help, while his wife carried a large box. The two women were already talking animatedly, and Eli and his wife joined the conversation.
And about halfway through, one of them asked for the other's number, and I just stopped and I said, wait a minute, you're not friends? You guys haven't met yet? And they were like, no, today's our first day, but we're going to be best friends now. And they hugged, and they were like crying and swapping numbers, and it was super, super sweet.
It took a village to put the motherhood circle together, 16 agencies, volunteers, and generous donors. Kayla had asked earlier where the village was for raising kids. Well, that afternoon, the mothers in the room answered the question themselves. They swapped numbers. They passed babies around. One village had built the event. By the end of it, another one had started. The village hadn't gone away. It just needed people who cared enough to build it. This is Amber Borowski-Johnson for the Community Campfire.